time for our creature feature. We've got Robs from Pound Rescue Mackayan with us with a bit of a sad story today with some adorable little kittens that we've got with us. Tell us about these, Robs.
So, firstly, thank you for having us. As always, it's great to be here. These ones, we first found out about them when a member of the public tagged one of our long-standing carers on the Facebook page to say, look, there were some kittens in a drain. So our senior carers went out and assessed the situation and discovered there was definitely a mum and babies down there, which wasn't great. They were obviously real skittish. As soon as they saw any lights or anything, they would just disappear further deeper into the drain. So we knew we definitely had our work cut out to try and get them, and obviously making sure, A, it was done safely, and B, that we got all of them. So we had to do a bit of surveillance and make sure we could see the same number of kittens each day. And it took us a while, but we eventually had a win with lots of different tips and tricks and blocking parts of the drain off and rolling a ball down and making noises to kind of scare the kittens into certain sections where we knew that they would have to eventually come into the trap to get food and stuff. So, it was a big success getting them. The next struggle was obviously their health. They'd been down in the drain, so, you know, not regular access to food or any water. We took them in and the mum was pretty sick, landed up spending a couple of days at Northern Beaches Vet Hospital. You know, we have the support of Dave and his team down there, which is great. They always do a great job for us. And he had her on a drip and bits and pieces, and she's slowly coming right. Babies, as you can see, are varying sizes. So
Kaylee's got one in her hands right now.
I am holding one right now, and it's very snuggly to me. It's kind of skittish, but wants the love.
Absolutely, and that's part of the journey. You know, they've had a rough start and car noises and darkness and not so much access to people all the time. So it is that integration now, which is kind of where they're at, making sure they're on track with their diets and getting used to people and slowly kind of giving them more and more love. And they definitely have come around heaps already. So,
Well, look, it obviously you can get in touch if you want to maybe adopt these little kittens down the track, Pound Rescue Mackay, but also you can help out with their vet bills.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you jump onto our Facebook page, you'll see their post, and attached to the bottom of the post is a link to Northern Beaches Vet Hospital, which is linked to them. They've got their own ID number, so it goes straight to the vet and comes off specifically off their vet bill. So.
And just to reiterate, the mum obviously is going to need a home when these kittens are gone too, and she is a beautiful cat. And I mean, people just need to remember that it's not just the kittens you can adopt, it's the older cats, and you sort of will know what you're going to get temperament wise.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, despite what she's been through, you yourself held her today, Kaylee. She's really, really smoochy. She's not scared. She's going to make a beautiful, beautiful lap cat. She does love to have pats, and she's quite happy to sit on you and stuff. So definitely she's not one to be missed.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to chuck a bunch of info up on our website as well at star1019.com.au. Robs, good luck with all these kittens, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks again for having us, guys.